et cetera. And I'm wondering, there's part of me that has a really hard time believing that, and there's part of me that's maybe a little worried that maybe they're right. So I'm wondering if we could have a little discussion about that.
Well, we've been talking all day about energy and energy alignment, and we've also been acknowledging that you are first and foremost vibrational beings, that you are energy beings. And so it follows that if you're energy beings and if your planet is an energy being, that there would be some reason maybe to seek alignment with that energy. Some have speculated that there are actually energy grids, and different people are making efforts to measure them and identify them. Jerry and Esther spent some time reading the Seth material, and Seth encouraged that they put their bed north and south rather than east and west. And Jerry and Esther made a real effort to do that, sometimes causing some very confusing furniture alignment in rooms that we found to be more hindering than the benefit was giving them. In other words, in a few places, their bed sat right out in the middle of the floor. In other words, they couldn't put it against any wall because we did not find that the benefit that they received from being north-south came even close to outweighing the hindrance that the bed out in the middle of the room was providing. Also, you have to acknowledge that there are all kinds of factors. In other words, there's a lot of energy that is of a man-made projection that surrounds you, your signals from one thing and another. Esther was interested as she attached a new little speaker to her computer while she was working on the editing of one of the subscription programs to discover that another mouse that was electronic was interfering with the speaker. And she thought, I wonder how many different frequencies are moving through this cabin even in this one moment. And yet you're all resilient and doing very well among all of that. And so, having said all of that, what we really want to say to you is something that we said earlier today, but we can apply it more specifically here. You are the energy vortex. And when you compare the alignment of your energies with your source to the alignment of any other kind of energy, even if it is the energy of your planet, those other energies are comparatively like a little, very small flea on the back of a very big dog in comparison. In other words, they just become inconsequential. However, having said that, anything that you believe is to your advantage. If you believe that carrying around crushed jelly beans in your pocket, consider talking about various animal parts, but carrying around crushed jelly beans in your pocket is of advantage to you, and you do it religiously. Oh, there it is, religiously. That it can be to your advantage. In other words, take your alignment however you can get it. And so the real alignment factor that we're talking about here is the alignment of belief, the alignment of telling the story that gives you some sense of relief. And it's so interesting to watch the peoples of your world who are telling their mythical stories, some of them carrying them on from generation to generation, and now using the conflict in those stories to slay one another, when really the best religion in the world is crushed jelly beans in your pocket. You see, you get the sense of what we're talking about.
Yeah, I do. Thank you.
There is a rhythm of well-being that permeates everything. And it happens at such subatomic levels that you haven't even found the instruments with which to decipher them accurately. And yet, your solar plexus tell you all you need to know about all of them, you see. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Good. Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
I have a couple questions, and I'll maybe start with the less personal one. That I think a lot of the women may also relate to is, I totally get and believe, you know, it's best to choose the higher emotion and that better feeling. And when I have PMS, it's almost like it's not an option. It's like, it's not me anymore. It's not my body, it's not my thoughts. There is something that comes over me that is so kind of uncontrollable.